Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Oh, hi. Hello. We have tons to get to. And so first things first, I have an email here from Karen Kraft from North Dakota. And she says, oh my goodness, chicks. I was so excited today when my 3-month supply from My Patriot Supply got here. I ordered it on August 17th. By the way, she wrote this on August 19th. So don't think it took this long for her to get it. They ship so fast.
Yeah.
So this email is dated August 19th. She said, I ordered it on August 17th and got it in 2 days. I feel so much better about all the shit going on. Just knowing my husband and I each have a 3-month supply of food. Thank you for just being you, honest, trustworthy, and just plain beautiful souls inside and out. Love, Karen Kraft from North Dakota. And she also said hi to Rob and said that his hair looked amazing.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Karen.
I'm glad that Karen now understands what that like sense of peace of mind is all about when you actually have an emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. It does feel really, really good.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you guys, and you can get $100 off your three-month emergency food kit. Do it today. Just go to preparewiththechicks.com and you are going to feel better. Just put it in your little, like, your garage, put it in your little safe space. It's not like a liberal safe space, but it's like our kind of safe space, you know, for when the crap really hits the fan, because it's probably going to hit the fan.
Well, and now, I mean, I'm hearing some really sketchy stuff about like supply chain and grocery stores are, the shelves are getting empty. It's weird. Costco is like putting limits on what you can get. Things are getting weird.
Yeah, they are getting really weird. I've also been hearing like it's like Christmas time. People are like, get your Christmas presents now because, you know, at Christmas time, things are really going to be bad. I'm thinking Christmas is like 2 months away. You know,
like,
I mean?
Aren't you already decorating?
Well, I can't because I'm in a cabin and there's room to decorate here. So, you know, I'm in complete pain this year because there's nothing to decorate. This is agony for me. Complete and utter agony. Yeah, so supply chain is crazy this year. I mean, it's something, and I say this year, but I don't know, like, if there's going to be an end in sight. I don't know what's going to happen.
I know.
But we just take that for granted in this country, right? We all just sort of take for granted that we're going to go to Target, and, like, it's going to be there, and everything's going to be fine. Yeah, I'm noticing, everybody's noticing. I mean, I even went to my convenience store the other day, and they didn't have any cups. Like, cups are, just weird things like that. Like, you couldn't get a drink at the local convenience store because they have no cups. So that kind of stuff is things are really bizarre now, and they're going to get even crazier because of everything that's been going on and, you know, because of this pandemic. You know, meanwhile, you've got like, you know, yesterday you told me, I know we have a million stories to get to, but you know how you told me about Donald Trump not being like knocked off the list?
Of the top Forbes 400.
Right. Moderna's founders, they make their debut now on the list.
Yes, I had that to talk about. But really, just really quickly, I just wanted, before we take this little banner down, I want to make sure everybody has made a note of how to get their 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. It's preparewiththechicks.com. You don't need a www in front of it or an HTTP, whatever. Just do preparewiththechicks.com, and it's $100 off, which is amazing. And by the way, my name today is Unorthomox. I'm so proud. So proud of it.
She's never used that one before, you guys.
It's a new one. But yes, you are absolutely right. Moderna and Pfizer are making bank. And if you guys haven't seen the latest Project Veritas undercover videos with the Pfizer scientists, you got to watch those, because
their founders are like, I mean, they're on the Forbes top 400 richest people list now. That's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So,
it's all very interesting.
It is extremely interesting. And clearly when the top two vaccine distributor maker people are making that kind of money and also working with this current administration to mandate that people take the vaccine
right.
so that they can continue to make all the money,
yeah.
that is very sketch.
It's all very, very sketch. Yeah. So when you think that, you know, when you think that you're being like, you're going crazy because you think, oh, maybe I have a religious exemption or I don't want to take this for medical reasons, or I just don't want to take it because I feel like I should be free and I don't want to take it right now, you know, and they're forcing you to do it. And maybe you think, God, maybe somebody has an ulterior motive for wanting to force me to take this.
It's all about the money. I mean, it just is, you guys. And right. that's what's so frustrating about all of this, because right. it's one more reason that we now have to be reluctant and mistrustful, right? Like to not trust the most important agencies and organizations in our country that we depend on to make healthcare decisions. And that sucks.
Yeah. And it's interesting to me how it's become such a political thing, right? And liberals are the ones who used to, or they've always claimed to champion the working and middle class. And then they're like, down with rich people.
Yeah.
And now they're like protecting the rich people. Like they'll do anything at any cost to protect these rich people. And it's so weird how we're the counterculture now. It just is so bizarre to me. Like we're classic liberals now. That's yeah. what we are. We are classic liberals. And liberals have become like, they'll protect the state and they'll protect the elite class at any cost. They'll do it. They'll do it at their own peril. And I just shake my head. I go, what are you doing? It's crazy.
It's completely messed up.
Right.
By the way, I saw it was, I think it was, yeah, University of Colorado Health have denied a kidney transplant to a woman, and her friend is the donor. Like her friend, like her, one of her best friends wants to give her a kidney. They won't do it because neither of them are vaccinated. So this is where we are now, is that we're actually getting turned away from healthcare if we're not vaccinated. That goes against like literally everything medicine and doctors' oaths are
yeah.
about.
Yeah, the Hippocratic Oath.
I mean, it's crazy.
It's like, do no harm. You're going to kill somebody.
I mean, she's in stage 5 renal failure and she has a donor, a match. And they're like, can't do it till you guys get the shot. I mean, it's freaking insane.
That is, oh my God.
I know. It's just, it's unreal. Unreal.
And then you see what's happening in Australia right now. And it's like, we're going in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting. My daughter is learning a little bit about the Constitution. And she said something to me about the Second Amendment yesterday. And I was like, you realize why we have the Second Amendment, right? And she was like, well, I mean, people like to hunt and stuff like that, you know? So, I mean, this is an 11-year-old. And I was like, no, honey, we don't have the Second Amendment because of hunting and people want to protect themselves against burglars. We have it to protect ourselves against the government, because you don't want the government to get too big for its britches, you know, because that's happened a lot in history.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain to you some times where that's happened, you know. So I had to sit with her and talk with her, because nobody talks about this stuff in school.
Right.
Know? But I had to sit with her and talk with her about it. This is why we have the Second Amendment and why it is of utmost importance for us to make sure that we keep the right to bear arms, you know. But I mean, I look at Australia and I'm like, Australia doesn't have that right. I'm like,
no.
So let me tell you what's going on in Australia right now. And she's like, yeah, I saw a video the other day of, you know, something that was going on in Australia and like with masks, and they're like kind of crazy over there. And I'm like, yeah, that's what, we don't want that happening over here. And God, we are on the slope. It's crazy.
And it's all happening so fast. That's what freaks me out. Because
me too.
I mean the speed at which people are just like, Here's my freedom. I don't
exactly.
need it anymore. I'm
exactly.
just like, what is wrong with everybody?
I know that it is. It is terrifying how so many Americans just take freedom for granted, and they're so willing to go, here, give it up.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
Before we forget, I want to just mention dogs.
Dogs.
We got to talk about dogs, and we got to talk about Rough Greens really fast, because Rough Greens is our new favorite supplement for our dogs. And if you love your dog, and I know you do, then you want to get Rough Greens for your dog. It's just like a supplement. It's like a vitamin, probiotic, health, nutritional supplement for your dogs that comes in powder form that you just sprinkle right over their food. And they love it. At least my girls do. They lap it up like it's chocolate that they're not supposed to have.
Yeah. It's like a green superfood. And my dogs eat a lot of junk. I mean, I'm like the, like, she's like the good mom that like eats the dog. Like, she's like, they had pumpkin as a treat. And I'm like,
they have carrots as their treat.
I'm like, my dogs get Cheetos. Hello. So, I mean, so for us, I was a little bit like, they're not going to like this at all. They actually, it took a couple days, but then they actually started loving it. And I feel like it's making a difference, you know?
My Ella dog is a spaz. And right. She is 11.
Yeah, I think it's making a huge difference for me, because Cash has always been kind of spazzy and like a puppy, but Astrid is the one that I see a difference in. She's always had kind of a weight problem. She's always been kind of lazy. And I see her being more spunky, and her coat is so shiny.
Yeah.
So you guys, you need to check it out. I mean, why not? It's free. Get a free bag. All you have to do is pay shipping, and you just need to go to roughgreens.com/chicks. Just do it. Just do it. Do it for your dogs. Your doggies.
I mean, they love it too. Why would you deny them? Don't deny them. Try yourself some Rough Greens, and I promise you're going to keep ordering it because it's amazing.
It is.
Okay, so I wanted to mention Saki yesterday because she, and I would have shown video if I were attached to my normal thing, but I'm not attached to my normal thing. I wanted to mention her because there were two instances yesterday in her presser where she was, I cannot understand why the press does not push back on her. She's trying this new thing. When they do push back on her, thank you, Anna Banana. She says, did you see where the CDC is trying to say pew-pews are causing a health crisis? They are taking aim at the second. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, and they will, especially after what happened like yesterday in Texas.
Yes, which we also need to get to.
Yeah, we'll get to.
But what Saki is doing now is when there is pushback, and you know, some of the reporters, Peter Ducey and a couple of others, are pretty good at trying to push back on her. What she's doing now is saying, let me finish, and making it look like they're being super pushy and rude.
Combative.
And like it's combative. They're not.
Yeah.
It's just follow-up.
Right. They're just asking questions. That's all they're doing. Yeah, I
and
noticed
she
that,
hates
too.
It.
I noticed that, too. She's being like, so, it's like, calm down, Jen. Mm-hmm. They're not being combative. They're just asking you questions. You look like a lunatic.
Right.
And for those of us that understand or that see her the way that we see her, she looks like a lunatic. I'm sure that the people on the left are like, God, those people are so mean to her.
They love her. I mean, they love her and think she's so effective.
Right. They need to let her finish.
Well, so the two instances, the first one, and we talked about this when we were on with Grant Stinchfield on Newsmax on Tuesday night, this whole interview that John Kerry did with French media, where he was like, Biden had absolutely no idea that France was so pissed. I mean, these are his words. He literally had no idea. Yeah. I had to explain to him what was going on and why there was a conflict. So Saki was asked about that, and she totally gaslit everybody. And she was just like, of course he didn't. Of course Joe Biden knew about France. Of course. Don't be ridiculous. I know John Kerry. And no one said, these are his words. We are quoting him, because anytime they would try to say that, she would be like, let me finish. And so they couldn't even press her on that.
Yeah. And she said to Peter Ducey, she's like, well, talk to John Kerry.
Yeah. It's and he's like, I have the quote.
Yeah. He's like, I'm quoting him and I'm talking to you. I don't want to talk to John Kerry. I've got you in front of me. What the hell? Yeah. She is insufferable.
Oh my God.
But I can only imagine what it's like to have to defend such incompetence and senility.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, she really is like, doing that job. I can't, she loves it. I mean, she wants to do it, but wow.
Well, hopefully only till the end of the year, because she promised she would only do this for a year. And so I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting for that moment to come. But the other instance yesterday was when she was asked about this recent art exhibit of Hunter Biden's this past Friday night. So they have been long saying, and they've been insisting to the press, the White House made suggestions to the gallerist, and there's an arrangement that's going to make it so that Hunter Biden never, ever, ever has never no clue about who potential buyers are, and therefore there can be no conflict of interest and it's all going to be great. He goes to the freaking exhibit and meets and takes selfies with all the potential buyers. Right. So, and I'm talking Eric Garcetti, who is like being tapped as an ambassador for Joe Biden, I think to India. And you're going to try to tell me there's not going to be any conflicts? So they asked her about that yesterday. And she's like, I would just point you to the gallerist. And we've talked about this before. And we have explained the suggestions that we made. And so I would just point you to the gallerist. No, you're speaking for Joe Biden, the president, who is quite likely to be giving out favors on behalf right. of his coke addicted porn son.
Yeah.
This is a question that you need to answer, you CHAG.
Uh-huh. And then also we need to start the hashtag coke addicted porn son. Because I really think that needs to trend. Like immediately.
Coke addicted porn son.
Coke
yes.
addicted porn son. Yeah.
Yes. I like
or, it. Or somebody needs to start a band that's called Coke Addicted Porn Son. Opening up for Veruca Salt.
I love this plan. I love
completely,
it.
Completely.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, let the record reflect that I loathe Jen Psaki with the fury of a billion suns.
And I loathe Jen Psaki. That's who we loathe.
I think she got her hair done before yesterday.
It was a little bit trimmed. It is a little shorter. I noticed it too. It's shorter and it's very orange. It's very orange. Very heat miser-ish. And it's very off-putting. And I don't think she likes it.
Really?
Yeah, because she's extra bitchy.
Maybe. So she's mad about her hair.
It's mad. Yeah. I mean, you know how women are. Like when they wash their hair, they take it out on other people. You know what I mean? She's really, really bitchy. And so I could tell she just had this extra, like, I'm going to go off on some people today. You know what I mean? And I'm going to tell people that they need to let me finish. You know?
Yes.
And so she's pissed off, I think, at her hairdresser.
Well, she should be. Because yes, it's really orange. It's very peppermint sacky. And it's not good for her.
He should just fire that person completely.
Also, did you see the moment yesterday when Rashida Tlaib was out doing whatever it is that she does? And she pulled her mask down to talk clearly to a person. And that person was like, oh, and like immediately put his mask up and was like, I'm sorry. She was like, no, I'm only wearing it because there's a Republican tracker here. So she said out loud, I admit to the world that this is all for show and that I don't believe masks work. And I'm just doing this because I might get caught by a Republican tracker.
It's theater. She said it. It's theater.
Yeah, it's total theater.
It's all theater. Yeah, these people are phony. And then they want you to put masks on your kids in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they wonder why people go to school board meetings and they're like, I want these masks taken off my kids. And then, oh, by the way, you get the FBI sicked on me and you tell me that I'm a domestic terrorist. Mm-hmm. You can all suck it. You can all suck a big bowl is what you can do.
Aaron just sent a super sticker and said, just because Daisy mentioned Veruca Salt, my favorite band of all time, I even have a Veruca Salt tattoo. Thank you, Aaron. Anyway.
I just, yeah.
It's theater.
Yeah. You know, and this is the thing. You guys share this everywhere. Take that story and share it everywhere on social media and you tell all of them to suck it. Seriously.
And then okay, somebody,
maybe,
like, there's a
maybe
guy.
Maybe don't tell them to suck it. Maybe that's like the nut. But I mean, I'm paraphrasing. Course, but this is my thing. Like people, no one's talking about this stuff. This is that you never see this in the media. You never do because they're going to just suppress. No one will ever talk about how she said that in public. And they're all just going to act like everything's fine. And then they're going to keep trying to put masks on your kids in schools and then calling you a domestic terrorist if you say that they shouldn't. It's not okay.
It's not okay. And there's a guy, I can't remember who it is now. It's somebody that I follow on Twitter who often does these giant threads of examples of like a single topic, right? So he would be the perfect person to make a thread that shows all of these examples of the theater that masks are, because he could include this Rashida Tlaib one. He could include AOC. Remember when she was on the steps of the Capitol posing for photos and she was like, everybody put on your mask. We're getting our pictures taken. Oh, I mean, it's such bull crap. We all know it.
It's absolute bullshit is what it is. It all is. It's just dumb. It's theater. It is complete theater at this point.
I'm getting so irritated.
And then I go back to the whole, you're telling me the stuff about people can't get kidney transplants because they won't take the jab. It's like, what are we doing?
I know. It's freaking nuts. Listen,
and I'm not saying that everybody does this, but so many of us just sit back. Like, I'll put stuff on my social media and I'll like mention a story and people will just, they'll like, you could tell that people are afraid to like it. People are afraid to say anything. People are afraid. Conservatives are afraid. Conservatives are afraid right now. They're afraid that the FBI is going to come to their house.
Oh my God.
And they're going to call them a domestic terrorist. We cannot be afraid, you guys. Stop being afraid. We've been seeing fear for the past 13 years in people because people write us all the time and they'll say,
oh, don't use my name.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with everything you guys say. I agree with this. I agree with that. You should say this on the show and you should do this and you should do that. You guys do this. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. But don't say my name.
Right.
Don't say my name because I don't want to do it. Oh my God, I don't want to do it. I can't be part of that. You know, it's like, just stop being afraid. This is why they're winning. This is why they're winning. And this is why we're going to end up in about 5 years with no guns,
oh my
no
God.
Rights, nothing. This is why, because everybody's so freaking afraid. Stop it. Stop being afraid.
I also wanted to point out that Merriam-Webster Dictionary has redefined very stealthily anti-vaxxer. So it used to be a person who opposes vaccines, which has been the long standing definition, right? Now it says a person who opposes the use of vaccines or regulations mandating vaccination. So now they're just trying to paint anyone who doesn't want this particular vaccine as an anti-vaxxer.
Right.
I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what was it, the definition of fascist has now been changed to right-winger. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
if you look up fascist in the, I don't know if it's Merriam-Webster, I can't remember, but one of the dictionaries defines it as, you know, primarily, literally in the first sentence, they define it as a right-winger, and I'm like, huh. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting because y'all over there are the ones who are the freaking fascists. So.
Trying to shut everything down, trying to silence any speech of any kind.
Right. Because you are the very embodiment of fascism, and that's not at all what we are. Mm-hmm. So you need to probably check that definition.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Also, Bernie.
Oh crap, hold on. I was not prepared.
Well, you got him.
He's still in the plastic.
Yeah, you gotta take him out because he's too shiny. Like there's a glare.
So shiny. It's like he has a greasy face or something. He's not been using his Noxzema. Oh crap, he's stuck. Okay, keep talking.
Well, so Bernie, I think we mentioned the other day that he doesn't understand democracy. There, that's much better. He doesn't understand how democracy actually works. And he's trying to say that Senator Manchin and Sinema, like two senators shouldn't be allowed to do what it is that they're doing.
Shouldn't be allowed. Do you have like, horse shorts today?
I don't. I have leggings on.
Very unfortunate. Look at my lazy eye.
Doesn't he look like he has like kind of a late, like this one? And it's like this one. Doesn't it look kind of weird? I'm sorry.
Looks a little weird. Does that look like that on mine? Let me see.
I don't know. It looks a little weird.
No, on this one, he looks pretty alert.
Mine's broken. Actually, I think it's more accurate. I think yours is broken. Anyways, okay. So he's mad. He's mad because they're actually giving their...
He's doubling down. He's doubling down and saying, he actually said out loud, Manchin and Sinema, two senators should not be allowed to block what 48 senators and a president want to do.
Right, right.
They shouldn't be allowed to America. They shouldn't be allowed to America.
That's essentially what he's saying. They shouldn't be allowed to do what is American.
And remember, he took an oath to defend the Constitution, which kind of puts together how all of this works.
He doesn't care about the Constitution. Constitution's schmonstitution.
Constitution.
Listen, we need to tell you about Genucel skincare because it's amazing.
And right now, they continue to have 50% off of all of their packages, you guys.
50
Or more. Some of the packages are even more. And so all you have to do is go to our special link, lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/ And I understand that they may have some new products coming around the bend that we'll be talking about shortly. But if you haven't tried any of their products, think about doing a package where you just get like all the good stuff put together in one package for you. And there's a few different kinds that you can choose from. You can see those at lovegenucel.com/ Do that today. P Street, thank you. She said, oh, crap, it just went away. She says, my dad treated Mock and he will treat your COVID too. Sorry, HIPAA. Stop being afraid. Call his office for a telehealth appointment. This is from Kira.
Kira.
Dr. M.D. Bird, B-Y-R-D, in Atlanta. I'm assuming that's directed at somebody who was asking. And yes, that is who I got my hydroxychloroquine cocktail from. So, yeah. So thank you, Kira, for saying that to whoever it is that was needing to hear that. So anyway, yeah. So Bernie doesn't know how the Constitution works or how our republic actually functions. And that seems problematic that he's just saying these things out loud and no one is saying, hello, people should know how this works.
I wish I could show you guys the picture of him on Daily Mail, because it's like these people are lunatics. I mean, they're complete lunatics. And Bernie Sanders, I mean, at first, like, what, a week ago, when Nancy Pelosi slipped and said, you know, we got to push the Obama agenda, I really, you know, there's part of me that thinks, okay, Obama's running the show. Because we all know that Biden's not running the show, right? Mm-mm. He's not, he has no idea. He's like Weekend at Bernie's with this guy. He has, it's like they're
propping. Thank you, Susan. Sorry.
I have no idea what just happened, but thank you, Susan. but they're propping him up. It's like Weekend at Bernie's, no idea what's going on. But now I really think that, you know, it could, like, Bernie Sanders is behind the scene with this. There's so much socialism in these packages that it, like, it just makes me think that there's more Bernie, right? Mm. There's more of him running the show behind the scenes than even Obama, you know, because Obama, I don't know, maybe he's just too busy spending all of his Netflix money. Like, he's not even running. But my God. It's like if this stuff passes, you guys.
Oh my God, I know. Let's just not think about that.
Yeah,
let's just not.
I think everybody thinks that it's like all, you know, just no big deal, just, you know, politics as usual. I think that's what a lot of people think. This is not politics as usual.
No,
this is like catastrophic.
Yeah, it changes. It fundamentally transforms the country America. In ways that cannot be undone.
Right.
That's a problem.
I swear that's what it's you have to, like, go read it. Go just skim through the 2,498 pages or whatever it is. Like, go skim through it.
Oh my gosh. Anna Banana says, is it too early to put booze in my coffee? I'm so tired of all the shit. Thank you. And thank you, Sheila. Well, thank you very much for those stickers.
I guess the silver lining here is that 2022 is coming. And, like, I feel like that will be an absolute bloodbath, don't you?
Oh, God, I can only hope. Right. I mean, I can only hope. Now, Biden's approval numbers are absolutely continuing to tank.
Oh, my God.
Like tank.
And that's why I can't believe that these people are doubling and tripling and quadrupling down on socialist bullshit. Like, I can't believe that. Like, you think that they would be like, well, they don't like these policies. Maybe we should just, like, not mandate stuff and not act like dictators all the time. I just can't believe that they're not.
Well, what Psaki will do, because she's a gaslighter, is if she's asked about that, she'll simply say, people are just really tired of COVID right now. Mm. And she'll also say, and they're frustrated that we are unable to pass our legislation because of Republicans.
Right. Okay.
So that's what she'll say.
Well, then what? Let people listen. There still is voting in 2022. People will go and they're going to vote and they're going to, you know, use their voices there. And I truly feel like it's going to be, this is the worst we've ever seen it. It will be a bloodbath in 20. I mean, I'm not even being dramatic. I think it's going to be, so it's going to be worse than when Obama passed that horrific, when Obamacare happened, mm-hmm. and they lost all those seats back in, what was it? 20, was it 2010? Is that when it was?
Yes.
2010. Yeah. It was horrible, you know, and they didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's going to be even worse this year.
God, I hope you're right. And that there's not too many shenanigans when it comes to Oding Vey Aguilarity's array.
I hear what you're saying. Well, listen, if it's not a bloodbath, something is wrong with exactly what you said.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty soon, you know, we're going to have to probably start using Pig Latin to talk about Axine's Vey, because every time, like, YouTube and everybody else is so hyper focused on misinformation.
Right. Well, it's interesting you say that, because a friend of mine sent me a video about that. And that there's, it's a doctor talking about it. And he was talking about the Axine Vey. And and he was talking about you do the first, and he used a pen. He was like, when you take the first.
Oh my gosh.
When you do the second, and he was using the pen, he was using a pen because he didn't want to get it. He didn't even say the word S-H-O-T because he was so afraid of being taken down. And it's still up, but it was a very interesting video that I watched about, like, about immunity and how your immunity responds to the Axine Vey.
And Thank you, Jamie.
Anyways, but I thought it was interesting that he was using that sort of verbiage throughout the video because he didn't want to get shut down. And I'm like, we are living in communist China.
We totally are. And then yesterday, I saw going all over Twitter, because when this idiot kid shot up the Texas school, that, you know, everybody was obviously talking about that. And so anytime that any conversations would happen about that shooting, there would be this little pop-up that Twitter is now putting up that says, this could be an intense conversation.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's just like out of nowhere. It says, this seems like it might be a tense conversation. It's like a warning. It's like a trigger warning, essentially.
Oh my God. Well, we should probably talk about that quickly before we head out. Like, we should mention what happened yesterday.
Yeah. So that kid, now I'm reluctant to name him only because he's caught, right? Like, yesterday I was passing around his name when he was on the run because I wanted him to get caught. Now I don't really want to give him that attention, but this 18-year-old student, apparently, according to his family, he was bullied because he's rich, you guys.
Oh,
he had a nice
God.
Car. Give me a freaking break.
Oh my God. He was bullied. And so they like, apparently, like, kids were mean to him, and they tried to, like, he said that they tried to steal from him or something. This is what they said. But
so he brought a gun to school and shot people instead of maybe working with the school.
Naturally.
Filing reports.
He was bullied. This is the thing. This is what his mother said. He was bullied. Okay. I don't care.
I just cannot. That they're even trying to justify this in any way, or give color to the backstory, or give some sort of context for what made him do it. No, this is unacceptable. It doesn't matter what the context was. You don't shoot people.
And you know what? I just, you know, it's such a, this whole bullying thing too is such a strange generational thing.
Yeah.
I know that maybe it's not the right time to talk about it. We could talk about it maybe in a deep dive or something. But, you know, I look at, like, generations before us. Bullying has been, it's not like this is a new thing. Bullying is not a new thing. But the way that people handle it is a new thing.
Well, the way people handle everything right now, and their kids are looking to adults and seeing the riots in the street and the shoplifting and just, like, going into CVS and taking whatever you want. They're seeing the way that adults are behaving, and they are modeling it.
Right. And they rationalize it. They rationalize, and they're like, well, I mean, I was bullied, so I could do this, right? I could totally do this. This is the way they say it's okay to do all this stuff, or they're showing me that it's okay to do all this stuff.
It's insane.
Craziness.
You guys, I can't do talks today. I don't know if you caught that at the beginning, because I'm on my phone, so I have no way of sharing my screen. But there will be extra talks tomorrow, promise, until we can get this whole situation worked out.
This is the situation.
This is the situation. But I'll be in a hotel tomorrow, so I know things will be good. When I'm back to work on Monday, we'll just have to see.
She literally is checking into a hotel just so we can get a good connection.
That's how much I love you guys.
Right. You guys, bring it in. sorry about the talks. We're really sorry about
Guys, we'll make this has sucked all my battery from my phone. Like, it's literally down to 15%.
It does that for mine, too. And then you got to immediately plug it in, and then you'll be fine. Wow. This is what it does every day. You'll be fine.
Okay.
You guys have a fantastic Thursday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
I am now a resident of Texas, and the border crisis here is only getting worse. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll bring you reporting on this you won't hear anywhere else, and I'll be joined by Congressman Devin Nunes to discuss how the Democrats want to spend your tax dollars to take away your freedom. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.